Let me take some of the points raised by my two opponents. So Reinhelder, tries to defend herself by saying everything fits within a market failure. You know, government failure is a subset of market failure. All these other problems, value problems, it's a market failure problem. I think you can go down that road, but that is a very limited view of how society and even economies work, and it limits our language and it limits our capabilities to address it. It doesn't really address environmental failure, social failure, ethical failures, privacy failures. These are all a kind of a complex of things that can't just be reduced to the notion of a financial market failure. They also lead to this category of strategic intervention or mission-driven intervention. So, I think you're too limiting. You also make the point about the lack of evidence about market failure. Maybe I can make a market plug, because I saw on the Edward Elgar bookstore out there a book I helped put together called The Handbook of Innovation Policy Impact. We look at 18 different areas of innovation policy going beyond R&D, incentives, and tax credits that Michael discussed, with more than 1,800 studies examined. And there are variations of evidence around market failure and around impact, but there is evidence. So I encourage you to peruse that book if you want to look for some additional evidence. And Michael, you made a number of points I could pick up on, but maybe it was your first one. Every public intervention needs to be justified by showing that the market does not work. Every public intervention. That was very clear, what you wrote. I think Susanna already gave multiple reasons and arguments about the other roles, but there is another one that perhaps didn't occur to you, that sometimes markets work very well. They are efficient, they are effective, but they lead to socially or environmentally undesirable results. So what do we do? This could be situations of deeply causally cumulative poverty, where the market is just reinforcing these, or deep regional disparities, or rich people just getting richer and richer. Okay, the market actually is working well, but socially undesirable. And I think that there is a kind of a democratic and broader case to address that. So if we come back to the motion, particularly the last line of the motion, government shall not infringe upon market forces. That is very specific. Government shall not infringe upon market forces. So if you have the slightest doubt, just the slightest doubt, that there might just be a case where governments can infringe on market forces, vote against the motion. If you have any doubt that the market alone would provide private health insurance to everyone, irrespective of their income or their pre-existing medical conditions, you must vote against this motion. If you have any doubt that the self-interested actions of polluters will themselves lead to them stopping their own pollution and not shifting the cost to others, you must vote against this motion. If you have any concerns that wealthy people will buy gene enhancement for their babies so that they're more intelligent and that they can get particularly attractive physical attributes, and if that worries you and you feel that perhaps there's a need for some, here's the market working well, for some non-market regulation, you must vote against this motion. And if you have any doubt that the transition to a more sustainable society will be blocked by the self-interested actions of powerful market forces, you must vote against this motion. If you believe in higher public values for development and for ethical, inclusive, and sustainable forms of development, you must vote against the motion. Thank you.